So there you go, a little bit of a mixed response from Rodney Eade. Happy with the win, but as you heard there, still plenty of room for improvement on the Gold Coast. Let's get to one of their most improved players. Had a really good season in 2015, his first in the AFL after he was taken at pick 25 in the 2014 rookie draft from Coburg. Picked up a rising star, Nom, too, throughout the course of last season. 19 disposals last night. He's in some good nick. Adam Sard, and he joins us here on AFL Today. Welcome, Adam.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, and thank you for giving us some of your time on this Sunday morning. Great result last night. It took a little while to shake the Blues, who you knew were going to give a good account of themselves, but after they had a real crack in that first half and a little bit of that third quarter, you boys were able to kick clear and run out pretty comfortable winners.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come up here, and it was going to be a sort of a grind of a game, and it was going to be the team who cracked first, and we just hung in there. We knew our game plan was going to execute once we just ran over the top of them.
Obviously, you've gone through the recovery process. How have the boys pulled up? And a couple of little injury niggles, and obviously Trent McKenzie being the main one, but other than that, a relatively clean bill of health for the boys.
Yeah, we're just pretty tired and just general soreness. But yeah, Trent McKenzie, I think, has broken his nose, and Rory Thompson has rolled his ankle. So hopefully they can get assessed on Monday and be right. Hopefully Rory Thompson can be right this week, and Trent McKenzie not as long.
Can't complain with the 3-0 start to the season. How have you assessed the team's form? And obviously, as we heard from Rocket there a few moments ago, the areas that are still maybe looking for some improvement in, and your own form too, which has been really solid to start the campaign.
Yeah, we've had a really good pre-season. It's gone back to the basics and foundations. And I guess just our main emphasis was really to have a good start to the year compared to last year. So we're just trying to carry that form on throughout the year, and hopefully we can get a few more wins. And with my form, I'm just really trying to play my role and, as I said, get back to the basics and just see what I can.
We know that one of the great attributes of your game, Adam, is your explosive pace, your run and carry, you like to take the game on. Do you get a bit of a licence from Rocket to do that, running off half-back and, you know, if you see some space to gun and go for it, to take the tackler on, or is it just sort of playing on instinct and that's how you roll?
Yeah, Rocket tells me to really take the game on when I get the chance, but he says to really defend well, and then my offence comes off that, and I guess if I see a bit of space, I just like to take it, you know, open the game up and just quick ball movement, I guess, is break through zones these days, I guess.
Without wanting to find too many individuals to shine the spotlight on, I reckon there's one we have to, Adam, and that's your teammate Aaron Hall, who's, you know, always been around the periphery there, in and out of the 22, has shown some glimpses, then dropped away a little bit, but his start to the year has been terrific. 40 disposals, a goal last night, and not only is that great from his perspective, but it takes a little bit of the heat off the likes of Gaz and Prestia as well. You know, these guys that get so much focus put into them, if Hawley can continue this sort of run of form, that's got to be good for the team moving forward.
Yeah, with Hawley as well, this is the first full pre-season he's had, and you can just tell he's ripping the awards, and to have 40 touches and a goal last night, to continue on from even Nab as well, I guess he's sharing the load with Gaz, and it's not just the mids, everyone's just playing their role and doing their bit, which is really helping, and across all 22 players we're really chipping in, and I guess you could see that we've won the first three games of the year.
On the great man, and look, 35 disposals yesterday after a slightly quiet week the week before. And, you know, he set such a high standard, Gary Ablett, that I even feel a bit bad saying that. But it must be great for him knowing that he's got so much support around him. And, look, to get back to winning ways, 3-0. He hasn't played finals for a little while. We know the Gold Coast haven't quite been able to bridge that gap yet. But it's all looking good at this stage. And if he's got improvement left in him, the sky's the limit for your side.
Yeah, Gaz has just, I think the last 18 months has had a few injuries that have set him back, but he's come back and hasn't really missed the beat. And as I said, everyone is really chipping in. And when we can get Jago Ramirez and David Tola on the park, that's just going to strengthen our midfield. And but it's unearthed a couple of players that can go through there, like Tuke Miller and Aaron Hall, which has been really good for the team. And I guess we've got more depth this year.
Adam Sard joining us here on AFL Today. Depth is the key word. Every club wants it, and the Suns look to have it in spades. Up front, it's all well and good for you guys down back and through the midfield to be getting plenty of the ball, Adam, but you need someone up there to finish off your good work. And I reckon you guys have discovered a very, very handy 1-2 punch combo. Tom Lynch and Jack Martin, they are going beautifully at the moment.
Yeah, Tommy Lynch, we all know how good he is, and I think he's taken his game to another level. And even with Jackie Martin, his last two weeks have been unbelievable. To think he's taken 10 marks and scored a few goals, and just his pressure around the ball really good as well. So it's good for them to be in really good form. Hopefully they can continue that on, and it's really good that we can kick it in 550 and put Tommy into the mark and Jackie Martin into the mark and kick a few goals.
And Adam, a massive opportunity presents itself next weekend. I'm sure you've already started to look forward in the calendar. The Q Clash is up next. You've got the Brisbane Lions, always a little bit in these games, and you want those bragging rights in the state of Queensland. But the opportunity to go 4-0 would be just terrific and get you right on the pathway towards maybe that first finals appearance. But I'm sure you're looking forward to this game, one in which you had great success yourself last year, 26 disposals and that Rising Star nomination.
Yeah, we're just going to take it like another game. It is a Q Clash, and there's a bit of history between the both sides, but we're going to just prepare really well and hopefully go up to the Gabba and, you know, get our win and just continue the form that we're in. And I guess it's going to be a big challenge, but if we can start season 4-0, it's going to put us in good stead, hopefully, to make finals and just go on our way.
Adam, yours is a great story from Coburg, running around there in the VFL, now up on the Gold Coast. The limelight of the AFL, you've taken to it brilliantly, and your form's been good, so has your sides. And it's great to see the Gold Coast Suns doing so well. We wish you all the very best for that Q Clash. Thank you so much for your time here on AFL Today, and rest up, and all the best for the season ahead.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Adam Saad, they're joining us from the Gold Coast Suns, one of their very exciting prospects. And they've got a list full of them. We're going to take a break here on AFL Today. Coming up next, Sam Graham, the AFL New South Wales CEO, will join us. It's